Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello. Happy Bank Holiday Monday, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Remember, of course, you can catch me and Darren Benn on Drive all this week, apart from today, from Tuesday at 4 p.m. Now, we start with last night's Premier League action, of course, with a battle at both ends of the table as West Ham hosted Man United, with both teams desperate for points for different reasons. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
Both teams will be all right, won't they? Eriksen, a right-footed shot, and it's narrowly over the top of the crossbar.
It's all United at the moment.
We built it up very good, and then we didn't score. And then, yeah, one mistake and that changed the game.
Benrahma robbing the ball on halfway, running at the United defence. An early shot, which catches out De Gea. He makes a massive mistake and he squirts in behind him.
I mean, that is literally schoolboy stuff.
We make two individual big mistakes. Instead of come away with 4 points maybe, we have nothing.
Well, I think the performance merited probably another goal.
So check all this mistake by De Gea, scooped in by Mikel Antonio. The flag has gone up on the far side.
I mean, David De Gea
is soft as a marshmallow, isn't he? In towards the near post. Sochek with a header. Offside flag is up.
The penalty kick decision, we've now had a couple gone against us. So let's hope that maybe there's a few more to come before the end of the season.
Did it hit a hand of Lindelof as he came back across the face of goal?
Nailed on. Penalty, I don't understand.
And Manchester United just stuttering at the wrong time in the race for the top four.
I'm not worried about Liverpool. We have to think about ourselves.
West Ham United will believe that 37 points will keep them in the Premier League.
The teams below will be looking at that and thinking that's quite a difficult target to get, but we need to try and pick up some more ourselves.
At the London Stadium, West Ham 1, Manchester United 0.
Elsewhere, Arsenal travelled to Newcastle yesterday knowing how important it was for them to pick up all 3 points if they were to continue putting the pressure on league leaders Man City. Here's how that one unfolded.
Newcastle 0, Arsenal 1, 30 minutes on the clock and Martin Odegaard gets the ball 20 yards out, left foot, nobody closing him down, and he's put it left hand of Nick Pope, outstretched, 6'5" goalkeeper, couldn't get it, bottom right hand corner at the Gallagher, and he has silenced this crowd.
Yeah, I thought we were good without being our very best. You know, I thought there were a lot of good bits in our performance. I thought we opened them up, we created chances, we just didn't take them, and it just seemed one of those days we couldn't score right from the first minute with Jacob's chance. It's a post, could have been a very different afternoon.
Newcastle 0, Arsenal 2, and their title challenge is still on. A fantastic run down the left by Martinelli. He's fired in across and the ball's come off Fabian Schär, and it's gone between the legs of Nick Pope. Newcastle, you know, the crowd was just starting to get going, that has silenced them.
It was a special day, it was a different game to any other game because the emotions that were involved, and we had to play with that emotion, and we have to go back to the experience that we have here last year and really feel again where we were. And when the sports gives you another opportunity, you have to make sure that you approach it in a different way. And I saw a team today with a lot of fight and a lot of desire to win. It doesn't matter what, and it doesn't matter what type of game they have to play out there, and they stay by it, and we deserve to win the game.
A fantastic game, and is the title race still on? Newcastle 0, Arsenal 2.
Now, away from the top flight for a moment, yesterday saw the curtain close on another League One season, and of course, TalkSport were all over it.
reporters up and down the country. We'll keep you in touch with everything that's going on this final day of League One, as we love to do.
15 minutes to go. Barnes in hill. Peterborough 2. Jack Taylor has headed home a Harrison Burrows cross at the near post. It's ninth of the season. Peterborough sniffing the playoffs. Barnes in hill. Peterborough 2.
Sheffield Wednesday are in front, but now Derby County are in a precarious position. They are now a goal down. Peterborough are going to leapfrog them into six.
They've given it everything they've got, MK Dons. 27 shots at goal in total, but they couldn't find the back of the net. And it's MK Dons who are back in League Two for the first time since 2018-2019.
They were 6 points from safety with nine games to go. They have saved themselves, seemingly. The fans are on the pitch. Cambridge are celebrating.
It finished Exeter 3. Morecambe 2, Morecambe are relegated.
With Plymouth winning, it meant that Ipswich were never going to win the title today, but they're already up. It'll be great to see them back in the Championship next season.
Derby County fans standing, looking fairly solemn. They drop out of the top six at the worst possible time, on the final day of the regular season.
Up in Scotland, Celtic secured their 11th title in the past 12 years by winning 2-0 away at Hearts. Here's how their manager, Ange Postecoglou, reacted.
Well, the first mate we got back at pre-season, they had a real target to be stronger this year, be a better side. And they've done it every day, you know. Like I said, they've just been relentless in their approach. And it's a credit to them, like I said, staff and players, that, you know, I haven't had to intervene at any stage, you know. I've had the easy bit of just watching these guys, like I said, maintain a ridiculous standard of football and a fantastic commitment to this football club.
Now, time to look ahead to today's Premier League games in what is a huge bank holiday Monday for the teams fighting for their lives at the bottom of the table.
There's a few nerve-jangling moments ahead. A four-goal thriller that ebbed and flowed between Everton and Leicester finishes at the King Power Stadium. Leicester 2, Everton 2.
We've got to concentrate on getting a better performance than it was against Everton defensively. And I think if we get that, we can go and get a good result.
When you're down looking up, everything seems different. You know, we've got to make sure that we take away that feeling. Not easy when you're playing good sides.
It's finished though here at the G-Tech. Brentford 2, Nottingham Forest 1.
It's all about the next one now. They've got Southampton at home and they have to win that.
We want to win. You know, we're treating it as a must-win.
It's a game that we must win.
It's haymaker after haymaker.
It is.
But is there going to be one knockout blow as this battle to stay in the Premier League continues to heat up?
There's the twist in the tail! And the pendulum has swung in the Premier League relegation battle in the most dramatic of fashion!
You can hear live commentary of Nottingham Forest, their relegation six-pointer against Southampton. That's on TalkSport from 8 p.m. Here's what the managers had to say ahead of the game, starting with the Forest gaffer Stevie Cooper, followed by the Saints boss Ruben Selis.
We want to win. You know, we're treating it as a must-win because I think we have to have that mentality, Jim. There's no doubt that as these games are getting ticked off, the scrutiny and the tension and the spotlight is increasing. There's no doubt about that. But we're pretty open amongst the group in talking about that and trying to visualise and trying to see it, I wouldn't say in a positive, but definitely not in a negative way, you know, that let's try and play in these atmospheres and these contexts around the games with a can-do mentality and think about what can be achieved.
We have been in that situation. I mean, we have been in the win at all costs. We didn't need to win against Newcastle. We needed to do it the game before against Bournemouth. So we have been living those situations right now. But of course now, with less games to play in front of us, the situation is starting to be critical in those terms. So yes, of course, it's as usual. We are going to go there and we are going to try to win the game and make our very best to do it. I think we show how competitive we can be. We just need to show if we can be more robust to the 90-95, 100 minutes just to be competitive there. And yes, answering your question, yes, it's a game that we must win.
Now, Brighton will be hoping to continue their remarkable push for European spots when they play Everton later on today. And their manager, Roberto De Zerbi, says he wants them to continue playing how they've been playing all season.
But we have to think not on the results.
We have to be focused only of the style of our style of the quality of play. We have to be focused only on to enjoy and to show our quality, because I think we are not ready to think only on the result, because we are not used to playing for this target, only this. The next year, I don't know. To think only the result, we have to improve. At the end, I don't like to think only the result.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now we finish with a look ahead to a big day in the Football League as the Championship and League Two come to their conclusions. And Adrian Durham, of course, hosts live commentary of Millwall against Blackburn. That one's from 3 p.m. on TalkSport, with both sides fighting for a playoff place, alongside Coventry, Sunderland and West Brom.
Bradshaw played in on goal, chips it over the keeper, and he has scored again! It could be a huge goal for Millwall! It could lift them into the playoffs!
It's our last home game of the regular season. We'd want to win that anyway, so you know, if there's a little bit more spice on it, then that's what it is, and we're going to have to handle that, because I would imagine Blackburn are probably be in a very similar position, and they're a good side.
Sammy Smodix for Blackburn Rovers has scored in the derby! What a huge goal that could be in the race for the Championship playoff!
Lovely first-time ball, picks out Gordon, right-hand side of the box, in for Gyökeres! 3 points to Coventry City!
You know, we've done the best we possibly can do. Wherever we end up, we end up. It won't be for the want of trying.
And they've scored again! Sunderland, 2 goals in a minute! Ahmed Diallo, side foot home!
Everybody else around has got tough games from what I can see on paper. It's so you never know, do you? It's just let's go to Preston and win. That was always going to be the objective.
Sets up Townsend on the underlap. Townsend crosses! Wallace! Far post! Taps it in! West Brom have turned it around!
There is nothing like the playoffs.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Of course, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And remember, of course, to listen to me and Bentley all week from tomorrow at 4 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts?
Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.